playing with those horses.
Yeah.
So when you have folks come to the farm for lessons, do you find yourself teaching those skills as well?
I do. It's life skills. I have so many of us spend our lives hunched over computers now, especially with COVID. We spent the time in the digital world. There is no posture. You carry yourself. When you sit on that horse, you carry yourself like a king or queen, princess, prince. Because if you look down, your shoulders hunch, the crown is going to fall right off. And that's not what we want. You carry yourself like you are in charge. You're a person. It's empowering. And I have one rule in my barn. None of my students can say the words "I can't," because yes, you can. You can. If it's hard, say it's hard, but we'll work through it. And yes, you can.
There's great philosophy.
Well, you can. There's so much confidence. So many kids get ripped down by what they see on social media. But when you stand back and think about it, if you're sitting on a horse, you are in control of a 1,000-pound animal. And that animal respects you and listens to you. So yes, you can.
On the farm, we've talked a lot about kids because that's where your sweet
right.
spot has been. As a kid, you learn things.
Right.
As a teacher, you've taught things. What about the adults? Do you run across adults?
I do. I have several students that are adults, and they come here and they're just looking for peace, quiet, connecting with nature, or they just loved horses and never had the opportunity and want to learn. You're never too old to learn. There's always room to grow, and maybe you'll find your second wind like I kind of have here in buying the farm. I found this is where I belong.
You were an adult when you came back to horse riding.
I was. To competitive horse riding. I've always been there. But to really getting involved and really competitive and teaching, I was an adult when I came back to this.
One of the statistics I often see, and I'm hoping you can help me kind of put this into perspective here, the average rider is now a 45 to 55-year-old woman.
Yes.
And so many of those in that age group are looking for some place to come and shop and buy clothing and take lessons. And, oh, I did this when I was young, and now my center of gravity is somewhere else, and my posture does need help. What do you tell those riders?
We can do this. It takes time. It's always come back. It's like riding a bike. It will always come back. And you know what? This is your escape. As most of my adult riders, we're parents. We're wives, husbands, wives. We're employees. We work. Horses are meant to be fun. And this is an escape. When I ride, nothing else matters.
So it's horse mindfulness.
It is. It's mindfulness. It's absolute mindfulness. And it gives you a peace of mind and a sense of calm. It's just a whole new feeling. It's unique. And my husband is starting to see that. My cookie cutter accountant, clean cut guy is starting to see it. And I'll find him out in the barn feeding the horses. And even the ones that the projects, I call them projects, but my babies that come in for rehoming, retraining for a second career, I find him snuggling them. And I'm like, I'm not going to be able to lose that one. I say, no.
So he created the fairy tale, which is now the farm, and the farm's name is?
Wild Springs Farm.
And it's Carroll County Tack, which has a long history here in Carroll County.
It does. And actually, there is, so it's kind of a funny story. I lost my thoroughbred of a long time, and I went to a barn where my kids could ride and be safe, where I could continue to ride, but I wasn't fully committed so I could be there for my daughters. And then we got to a point where it was time for me to have my own horse. I was putting a lot of time and effort in other people's horses, and I kind of wanted to be able to enjoy the benefit myself. It's a little selfish, I know. So my husband bought me a horse, and that little mare he bought me did not check any of my boxes of what I wanted. I did not want a mare. I did not want something under 15 hands. Or 16 hands. I did not want a thoroughbred. I just wanted something thick and beefy. Well, I found a 15-2 hand little mare, and she is my heart. I never thought I'd find another horse like her. And I didn't care if she never went to another horse show, because I was just in love. And the more I worked with her, the more I found that she had this hidden talent, and she was just, she loved to jump. She loved everything I threw at her, and she was smart and she picked it up. And I started working with a professional rider, and he looked at her. He's like, you've got something here. He's like, she is something else. So at that point, my husband's like, well, let's get a truck and trailer. She can go to shows and do what you need to do. And at that point, it was like, I got a truck and trailer. I can show I'm fine. Well, then I started teaching lessons again. And then when I started teaching lessons, I was away from home, and my husband was like, what do I got to do to get you home? Because I miss you. And we decided, he's like, you know what? Let's buy a farm. And this farm was convenient for work. It checked all the boxes. I didn't feel like Chucky was going to creep out of the corner of the house.
That's a good thing.
That was scary because some of the houses we looked at were scary. Barns were great. But this was something ready-made where I could move in and I could start my low-level lesson program, just start something small. And it's growing. And I have a wonderful group of boarders. I have a wonderful group of students. My daughters don't watch TV anymore. They're always out on the farm. They're always helping. They can't wait to get up at 4:30 in the morning and help me with the horses.
For preteens to get up at 4:30 in the morning to help with horses says a lot.
My 10-year-old, if I don't wake her up, I'm in trouble. And let me tell you,
you don't want to be in trouble with her.
Oh, no. She is all sass.
So you're running the lesson program. You're the outside. And Amanda, you're the inside of the store and the events. When we come back, let's talk about that section.